7 after the hour. In this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, you'll be treated to Dr. Pam Popper, who will be here in our health and wellness corner talking about some dangerous things. I want to find out what she has to say about this new breast cancer drug. Also, a radio icon will visit with us in the next half hour, a man that I've had great regard and respect for a long time. How long has it been since you heard from Bruce Williams. Mm. Bruce will be in our aura, Roberta. Our aura later on, and we'll be in his aura later in this hour. In the meantime, it's always time for a good lawyer joke. Everybody ready? A little laughter?
Ready.
At 10 after, coming up right after this.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. Always your most complete.
I think I've heard this one before. I'm not sure I've told this, but I think I've heard this before. The story of a lawyer who boarded a plane in New Orleans with a box of frozen crabs and asked the blonde...
She's ready already. She's laughing already. You're that good, Dougie. You're that good. All right, continue on.
Asked the blonde flight attendant to take care of them. She took the box of crabs and promised to put it in the crew's refrigerator for safekeeping. He advised her that he was holding her personally responsible for them staying frozen, mentioning in a very haughty manner that he was a lawyer, proceeded to rant at her about what would happen if she let them thaw out. Needless to say, she was annoyed by his behavior. So as they were landing in New York, she used the intercom to announce to the cabin, "Would the lawyer who gave me the crabs in New Orleans please raise your hand?" So, there's a lesson or two here. One of the many lawyers are not as smart as they think they are, and too many blondes are not as dumb as some people think they are. All right. So, what was it? You had a point.
I was going to say, why don't sharks eat lawyers?
Professional courtesy.
Yes, thank you.
That is as old, if not older, than you are, if anything is possible.
Right. Ooh.
Ooh.
Nice.
I'm going away now.
Oh, you hurt her feelings.
Oh, no.
Didn't think it was possible, but you did.
No. Uh-uh. I figured she had a shark for a pet because of all the other things that are in that place.
She does. His name is Tom.
Yeah, right.
Been married to him for 30 years.
So Dr. Pam Popper joins us. With the discussion of this new drug that supposedly offers hope for women who are suffering from breast cancer and other items of interest in the Health Watch, it's 11 after the hour on Good Day.
According to Mayan prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a Barbie zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aqua Velva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad! Whoa!
Thanks, son. Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aqua Velva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aqua Velva. Men get it.
Aqua Velva.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick, and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey's speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
As the gentleman explained, all whey protein powders are not the same. They come from the same source, but how they're treated, that is, they are, you know, what's left over from the process of making cheese. That's what whey is. All kinds of terrific protein elements in it, but it can be lost in the translation, pretty much the way milk is, the value of milk. If you're not Pam Popper and you think there is value in milk, Pam doesn't think there's too much value in any dairy product. But this, so I actually should ask her this, Richie. Pam, do you take any protein supplements? Do you use whey or anything like that?
Well, no, I would never use whey for obvious reasons, but protein needs are so low.
Yeah.
I mean, it is impossible. It is mathematically impossible to consume enough calories every day without consuming enough protein. And the detrimental effects of excess protein consumption, even if it comes from plants, are serious. So, no, the last thing I want is more protein every day.
Well, there you go. So there's Pam's point of view. You want to check out the other point of view, you go to oneworldway.com. That's W-H-E-Y, oneworldway.com. They have the
Pam segment sponsored by.
Yeah. No, I know better than to get any sponsors from Pam segment. Because one way or another, sooner or later, they'll head down the road. Because Pam has her point of view, and that's swell. That's why she's here, because I want that point of view to be heard. The new cancer drug, or new...
It's called TDM1.
TDM1. Sounds like a model of a bulldozer that I used to have here. TDM1. So this lady had stage 4 breast cancer. She went on this stuff. It seemed to, I don't know if cure is the right word, but it seemed to eliminate the tumors. I've been for a long time touting a fellow named Brzezinski. I almost lost my thought. Brzezinski has a clinic down in Houston, and he's been using sulfur drugs to approach people who have really serious tumors. And I'm guessing without knowing, Pam, this is some other sulfur drug. Sulfur drugs are used very successfully against cancers all over the world except here, right?
Well, we have such a... We're so backward here in
so many
areas.
We really are. Every day it gets more obvious how backward we are.
Here. Yeah, and it's not just limited to the drugs. There are great protocols. For example, in Germany, one of the things that they do very well is very complicated protocols with supplements and hyperthermia to the lymph nodes for head and neck cancer. None of that stuff it's not only not promoted here, it's discouraged. I mean, you find a doctor who's trying to do these things, and often that doc finds himself or herself at being investigated by a state board. I mean,
right.
You know what happened with Brzezinski. Not only was the Texas State Medical Board after him, but the feds were after him for a while.
Yeah.
So instead of encouraging innovation, we're discouraging innovation. And it's particularly egregious to me when you're dealing with patients who, for whom the traditional therapies promoted by our government and the drug companies are completely ineffective.
Yeah.
I think that we should have more choice in general. But when you're telling a patient that has no hope of recovering using traditional therapies, we also don't want you to have anything else.
Yeah.
It's just beyond my comprehension.
Yeah. It'll make you sick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's liable to hurt you. It's dangerous. Like having stage 4 breast cancer wasn't as dangerous a plight as you could have. It really is offensive to anybody who's got a brain.
Well,
it is.
You know,
it's
my
offensive.
Friend John McDougall is doing a study on the effects of diet on multiple sclerosis, and he actually went through more had to jump through more hoops to get this trial approved than if he had a drug. And he said to me one day in frustration, he goes, you know, you just never know what's going to happen if you feed veggie lasagna to a multiple sclerosis patient. I mean, you got to be darn careful before you start doing things like that.
Yeah, right.
And if you didn't laugh about it, you'd just cry because it's horrible. It's just a horrible situation.
And it when you see it happen in children, although I think the cancers in children are more often like leukemia and things that are not easily treated. And leukemia, by the way, now has a longer, it's not a death sentence when you get leukemia. As
right.
it was at one
well,
point.
But you know, the brain cancers in children, it's appalling. I remember seeing a story on some news program a few years ago, and the focus of the story was, it might have even been Brzezinski's treatment for children, but they interviewed doctors who administer high-dose radiation and chemotherapy, all these things for kids with brain cancer, and the kids all end up mentally retarded. And the reporter just found it incredible that this was just the standard protocol. And of course, parents were taking their kids out of the country to get other treatments and this sort of thing. And I remember this distinctly, the reporter talking to this doctor and saying, you know, you've got a kid here who is now mentally retarded and will be dependent upon his parents for the rest of his natural life. And you think that that's a good outcome? And he looked right into the camera. He goes, well, the kid's alive, isn't he?
Yeah.
As if that's the only benchmark. You know,
well,
it,
I think it is for some
horrible.
People, Pam. I think that absolutely is the only benchmark.
Yeah, and for how long, once you've done all this to this kid, you know, how long is he really going to live? So I think we just have to take apart the existing system. I mean, and how that's going to happen, in my opinion, is just people opting out. Because I don't really see any way to interfere with the conflicts of interest
setup. What Roach says, Roach is the producer of this TDM1. They're trying to get as much press out of it as possible because it'll help their stock price. And it just gets back to all about the money. There are plenty of companies that do billions of dollars a year in cancer treatment. They don't want the stuff fixed.
And not only do we have the billions of dollars a year in cancer treatment, it is abundantly clear that the billions of dollars a year spent in mammography and PSA testing is just as misspent. And I just ordered a book this morning on Dr. McDougall's recommendation about written by one of the members of the Cochrane Collaboration on the fallacy of mammography and how it really just is a big money game.
Well, it's too late. And then PSA stuff, now you hear doctors aren't even requesting PSA test results.
But you always
anymore.
Have somebody standing up and telling a story that may or may not even be medically accurate, and it just scares everybody. When you start talking about discontinuing a lot of this useless treatment and useless diagnostic testing, there's always somebody saying,
but
oh,
it's about
see,
the
they're going to ration care. You know?
Oh, no, but it's about the kids. We got to save the kids.
And so it's a hard system to undo, and we just have to, I mean, it's what gets me up in the morning is the opportunity to educate, and hope that every day we get more converts who just say, I'm not going to take part in this system, and enough people drop out, and the system can't exist. It depends upon willing buyers for all of this useless stuff.
Yeah.
And so if we limit the pool of, or start to reduce the pool of willing buyers, then sooner or later the stuff will go away.
There's the philosophy told well by the founder of the Wellness Forum. Check out wellnessforum.com. Dr. Pam Popper here on Good Day at 20 past the hour.
All I want to do when I get home from the office is watch a little TV. But by the time I get there, somebody's already hogging it. Then I saw this offer from Dish. They have a new DVR system called the Hopper that delivers HD content to four different rooms of your home. That's right. One HD DVR, four rooms of shows. I'll always get to watch my shows when and where I want. Call 888-770-DISH today and find out more. That's 888-770-3474. Limited time offer subject to change without notice. Hopper available with qualifying HD packages. Hardware and programming sold separately. Other restrictions apply. Call
21 after the hour on Good Day.
Don't answer it.
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the moms go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Want to connect with Jennifer, Roberta, Rich, or any one of the Good Day crew? Then hey, check out their team page with photos, blogs, and links to their Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter pages. It's all on the team page at DougSteppen.com.
Fun music time now from over to Ringo.
Drums.
Wonder why. Songs that are just plain fun. Nothing but fun. Ringo is all about the fun. So, I wondered whether he was doing a summer tour. What's he doing, Heather?
Actually, I'm not seeing any news of him touring. However, I am seeing interesting news about him saving rhinos.
Saving rhinos?
Rhinos.
Why is that?
He's really big into it because they're on the endangered species.
Really?
Yeah, for the past 10 years. I didn't know this.
Roberta, you got one at your house, haven't you?
A rhino?
Yeah.
Yes, I do a miniature one. I keep it in a small cage.
You mean
small
rhino, yeah.
A Republican in name only rhino, or? Or
Ringo was number one with that song during this week in 1971. I should have cared to look back. It's just kind of cool. We have snippets of pop songs here and there just to sort of put our mind into a good place, and hopefully your mind is in a good place this Monday morning. I want you all to start developing, if you will, or continuing to develop your mind, because your mind is like a muscle, an achievement muscle. Do you like that reference? It's an achievement muscle. When you use your mind muscle to overcome things, obstacles you're trying to figure out a way around, that's developing your mind muscle, your achievement muscle. So everybody doing that today, please?
I'm flexing one right now.
Please. Just work. Yes. Right, here's one. You can work your way through this. Everybody is talking about the deficit and taxes, and that sort of thing, right? This is a way to get you into a gloomy place. I don't do that very often, but I just want you to think. This is where my mind muscle is at the moment. Staying overnight in a hotel. I made a reservation because I got to stay overnight in a hotel in New York on Wednesday. So I made the, and I asked for, I want to know what the costs are. So listen, you ready for this? Listen to this. These are the taxes that I will pay on the bill. Sales tax, guest tax, room tax, occupancy tax, flat tax, and a sundries tax.
And the tax tax.
And the tax
tax tax.
Tax.
Jeez.
Woo. Can you imagine?
So how much is your hotel room?
I don't even want to even go there. The hotel rooms have gone so crazy.
In New York.
The place I used to go to that I liked, I spent $140. $400.
Yeah. Wow.
For the same thing that was $140 2 months ago. What
sometimes
in the world?
Places, 2 months ago.
Yeah, 2 months
sometimes
ago.
Sometimes places give you what's called a media rate when you're in this business.
Yeah.
And the media rate's usually, well, you know, sizable discount.
Discount, yeah.
The discounted media rate for a room in New York City is $315, which means that you're looking at approximately a $500 a night room.
Yeah.
So that's a lot.
Whatever's going on, how do people afford, how do businesses afford to send people to New York to do business?
They don't.
How do they, I mean, this is an argument for, what do they call that, web, what is that, web meeting, go to meeting, come to meeting?
Go to meeting,
or,
yeah.
Or they do a lot of what I've done, which is people put up their apartments for 1 week rentals if you know you're going to be out of town for a week.
Yeah.
And you know, you rent them for $1,000, $1,500 for the week.
Wow. Bruce Williams joins us. Maybe he'll tell us how to cut the, he's great at practical advice on
all
things
I
like
want to
this.
Do when I get home from the office is watch a little TV. But by the time I get there, somebody's already hogging it. Then I saw this offer from Dish. They have a new DVR system called the Hopper that delivers HD content to four different rooms of your home. That's right. One HD DVR, four rooms of shows. I'll always get to watch my shows when and where I want. Call 888-770-DISH today and find out more. That's 888-770-3474. Limited time offer subject to change without notice. Hopper available with qualifying HD packages. Hardware and programming sold separately. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
According to Mayan prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a Barbie zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aquavelva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad! Whoa!
Thanks, son. Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aquavelva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aquavelva. Men get it.
Aquavelva.
Erica doesn't know what to get her tech-savvy husband for Father's Day, so I called her.
Hello, this is Erica.
Hey, this is Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hi, how are you?
So what kind of phone does your husband have?
A little flip phone.
Does it embarrass you?
Of course it does.
So did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some great plans?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Walmart's got the Samsung Galaxy S2 Skyrocket from AT&T and the Samsung Galaxy S Blaze from T-Mobile. Both are amazing.
Wow.
Would this make up for all the bad ties?
Definitely.
Now see for yourself at the Walmart Wireless Center. Participants were compensated for their time.
Making your facility greener can seem hard. Not necessarily rocket science hard, but at least 5,000-piece puzzle of a clear blue sky hard. Fortunately, Grainger can help with thousands of products, from lights to faucets to greener cleaning supplies that help lower energy costs and impact on the environment. So you get all your green products right in place without falling to pieces. You know, like a puzzle. To help reduce your costs with greener products, call, stop by a branch, or visit Grainger.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, information in this 1 minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at civildispatch.com. That's civildispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Doug Stephan's Good Day program with Heather and Jennifer and Rich and Roberta here at your service. There are so many different ways to be in touch with us. You can obviously call us, 800-510-8255 is a swell way to get through. The other ways include, but are not limited to, following us on Pinterest and Twitter, Facebook.com at Good Day Show. The email address of all the people, just use their first name and send it to DougStephan.com. All right, everybody in on that? Say yay!
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 All right, so here's the latest news from the world of home improvement. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Heather just sort of set up a household. Would you say you've set up a household?
I have.
A household. Yep. Okay. So would you like to know how people measure one's wealth? It, in this country, is measured often by the number of appliances and high-tech gadgets. Yes,
really?
Right. Many wealthy individuals possess all of these things now. Most people. I mean, I'm looking at this and I'm thinking to myself, don't most people have washing machines and dryers and dishwashers and refrigerators and stoves and microwaves and televisions and computers and telephones? Don't most people have these things?
I would think, yeah.
One would think.
72% of poor households have washing machines. 71% of rich households have washing machines.
Mm-hmm. So I'm confused by the math.
Well, most wealthy people send their wash out.
Right.
I mean, if you're really
dry,
wealthy,
okay. Yeah.
It
okay.
gets sent out. Yeah.
Really? So it's yes. more of a status symbol not
right.
to have one.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how that works for dishwashers, though.
Send the dishes out.
You have a person.
You just break them.
In the fireplace.
Yeah,
from the fireplace. Exactly.
99% of poor households have stoves. How many people do you know who send... Oh, who don't eat?
Who doesn't have a stove?
How can you not have a stove?
Well, Manhattan people have stoves, but nobody cooks.
Yeah, nobody cooks.
But you have a stove. Who doesn't have a stove?
I don't know.
Washing machine.
97% of poor households have a color TV set.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, those TV boxes. Right. Movie box.
Only 25% of poor households have computers.
Really?
Yep. Mm. Yeah.
Well, the library. I mean, it's not totally necessary.
Right, to have a computer.
Right.
Go to the library.
There will be a law where it's a right for you to have an internet connection and a computer.
Right. And who's going to pay for that?
Well, we are.
We are.
Yeah, put it on my bill.
Just checking. In a moment, Bruce Williams will join us here on Good Day.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the seventh inning sweat. I'm with superfan Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky. That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thank Gold Bond. This stuff works.
According to Mayan prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a Barbie zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aquabelva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad! Whoa!
Thanks, son. Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aquavelva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aquavelva. Men get it.
What? All right, so there's a world in this hierarchy called talk radio. There's a world, a list, if you will.
The masters.
Of the masters, correct, yes. And on the top of the list is Bruce Williams. I think of Bruce in the same league as Gene Shepard, people who have been on the radio who have been great storytellers. Bruce started, most of you who over the years listen to Bruce know his story. He was the mayor. What's that little burg in New Jersey you're the mayor, or were the mayor of?
Franklin Township.
Franklin. Well, you laugh. But it was just a little burg, right?
50,000 people.
50,000 people. All right. And you became the mayor because?
I don't even remember why. I just started a business there, and
uh-huh.
I was angry with what they were doing, and the mayor said, well, if you don't like it, why don't you take my job?
Mm-hmm. And you said thanks.
A couple years later, I succeeded in that.
Yeah. Most of the people who are listening to this program now remember you. You have a very distinguished voice. Remember, I think the first time you and I ever met, I equated you to Gene Autry. Do you remember that?
I confess I do not.
I think it was just the look and the sound as much as anything else. So how are you? It's been a long time since we had a chat.
I am well, thank you.
That is good.
I got bored after all of a sudden I started selling off businesses. Another story altogether, I had a feud with the FDIC, and they came back and they said that our board of directors was too big, and they also made us get out of the most profitable part of our bank, which I thought was ridiculous. They're supposed to keep you in business, not put you out of business.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said that we had to hire him, but it was their consultant. And what he did was he took the top oldest people on the board and said, well, I don't think you guys should run again. The most experienced, he kicks out. And what was incredible, we had a guy who was extremely talented. He was a retired vice president, senior vice president of Johnson & Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And the bank was in New Brunswick, Johnson & Johnson's hometown.
And they didn't want to have him on the board.
He was also the retired mayor of New Brunswick.
Uh-huh.
And he's black. And we had no black people on the board.
Yeah.
They wanted him to leave. He was happy as hell. He didn't want to be on that board.
You have, over the years, run a lot of businesses successfully, and you based the advice. Your program went 30 years, syndication on the radio. I think I remember you badgering the people at WMCA in New York. That's how you got started. And then from there, you became a syndicated host and were very successful for 30 years. That's an equation that I'm going to try to make. I hope in the next 6 years I can get to that 30-year mark that you had. And for a long time, you were number one on the list of the seniority list of talk radio people. And it was because people believed what you had to say, and they got a kick out of you because you were a great storyteller.
Well, that's what I do. I mean, I'm no different, as you must know, in my private life. I mean, I get started, and all of a sudden, one thing triggers another.
Yeah.
Mercifully, a few people seem to think they're worth listening to.
So one of the great stories, or some of the stories that you've told over the years, have to do with your businesses and the practical advice that you would give people from being a very successful guy. And it really did. When you get right down to it, it was practical and did make sense. And the story you just told us about the government, I have my little bank that I deal with here in Framingham, has three offices, and there are people from the regulators, whether it's the feds or the state, they're in there all the time, and they just scrutinize. I mean, and the people that run the bank are the people that own the bank. So you know that they're doing what's in their best interest, and they have to do these foolish reports, quadruplicate, quintuplicate, and as you were just suggesting, you know, they try to influence everything. Get the hell out of the bank and let me run it.
Well, this is an unpopular thing to say, but I think the world would be much better off without the FDIC, and there's a real good reason for that. Right now, nobody worries about their deposits. Mm-hmm. They just say, well, they're insured by the FDIC. And the same people in that little town, very likely, majority of them, haven't a clue who's on the board, nor do they care, because the responsibility may be theirs, but if they fail, I don't get hurt as a depositor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, imagine the FDIC. Now we have a situation where people would really want to know, well, who's on the board of directors of this bank? What do they know about banking? What do they know my money? And I think the whole system would be a whole lot more solid.
Well, you look at I'd be interested to know who's on the board of directors of Bank of America or Chase or any of these other banks that have basically screwed with the system. It's them. It's not the bank that you're running or the little bank that I'm talking about. It's like the same thing. You may remember that I was a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster.
Indeed.
And the government continues to go after the small guys because they can. The big guys tell them to go shove off, you know, unless it's something like they all got fined $5 billion or something for the way that they ran things during the crisis 2008-2009. But $5 billion to them, yeah, it's not a big deal.
You wonder, too, we used to have meetings with the FDIC, and 10 or 12 women would show up. At the most, three of them would open their mouths.
Mm-hmm.
But you still had to have the other nine. They got to go on the day trip and have dinner and all this sort of thing. I was commuting from Florida, 1,000-mile commute or whatever it works out to, and I got there in time for 8 o'clock meetings. And I never forget it. They had a meeting scheduled, the FDIC, and one woman couldn't make it because, after all, she was coming for an hour away. We had to make the meeting like 10 o'clock to give her a extra time to get there.
Uh-huh.
I said, what is this? I'm traveling 1,000 miles. I'm not getting paid. She's on a payroll, and she can't get up at 6:30 to get there at 8 o'clock.
There you go. So you're coming back to the air, in a sense, because you're doing podcasts now.
Podcasting, I'm from the wrong generation. You got to understand that.
Right, I do understand that.
My goodness, there's so many people that I think were born with earbuds, and they're ready to get out of the birth control with earbuds.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a significant, I'm not saying it's going to replace traditional radio, I'm not foolish, but it is very much a coming proposition.
Yep.
And there is one nice thing about it, you don't have the restrictions that the FDIC places on you.
What do you think? So in being honest or telling these stories that you are, if you go to BruceWilliams.com, by the way, you may want to check this out, BruceWilliams.com. Are you, you know, some of the guys, like people that have been either thrown off the radio, thinking of Tom Likas, he wasn't thrown off, but Likas and Alan, Adam Carolla, people like that who have done some pretty racy stuff. That's right. Not your stock and trade. That's not what you're doing, right?
No. No. They are free to use whatever language and whatever because right. It's not on the public air.
Right.
But it is also has a certain, not advantage, but a certain difference that you're not restricted to times. I do the show in the middle of the day now, which I never would have done before.
Mm-hmm.
But people listen all over the lot. Most people do not listen to the live show. They listen to recorded stuff, archived, I think is the term.
Yes, it is.
They can listen to whatever show they want at whatever hour they wish.
So do you have podcasts of all of your old shows?
I have them. I've never used them.
Why would you put those up on podcast?
Well, we've been asked about that, and there are a lot of things I don't have them all. I have
the practical advice, the entertainment value of some of the things that you said that were so funny. You didn't intend to be funny, but the way your mannerisms and stuff, you always inform people and amused people. I don't know that you, again, thought you were amusing people, but I find listening to you, or certainly did, when you were on every night, I could see your expression on your face and hear your words, and it just, yeah.
What amazes me is so many people recorded and kept the show.
Yeah, right.
That's constantly surprising me. We just found out, because nobody told us, there was it's a group of radio stations that never stopped playing my shows.
They're still playing them.
They're still, without any agreement with me.
Yeah.
They're still playing them. And that's a little over 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Which is,
I think
amazing.
You should podcast.
You constantly ask yourself, you mean to say there's somebody listening in Hong Kong to what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That never stopped amazing me.
Yeah. Well, you see, that's the beauty of having the stuff on the internet and in the podcast form. So the stuff that you're doing every day now, is it like a program or is it just thoughts that you, you don't do calls and stuff, right?
Well, that's the thing. And that will change with volume and some technical changes. We have the ability, but we don't get many phone calls. Do get a significant number of emails, so
right.
It's kind of a one-way conversation.
Yeah.
But this thing is has a life of its own, and we're making a lot of mistakes, and we're trying to correct those. I said at the time when I first started doing it, you're going to have to give me, folks, 6 months and put up with my mistakes, which you've been very generous in doing all these years, so why not just extend that? And we are picking up audience.
Yeah.
And unlike traditional radio, and don't ask me how this happens because it's way beyond my pay grade, they can tell you how many people listen.
Yeah.
Right
yeah.
to the number.
Yeah.
In the last hour. That's amazing stuff.
Yeah.
It really
yeah.
is.
It really is. All right, so what people will hear when they go to BruceWilliams.com and care to listen to the daily podcast or whatever you may have up there, it's the same Bruce?
Yeah, well, I like to think that I can see what's going on in a given area
mm-hmm.
and make it interesting and see what's behind it. For example, you know, gold has been coming down from 1800 to 1500 and so on and so forth. Now, there are a lot of factors involved. There's no question. But do you know there's something going on, it still is, that's affected gold that I would guarantee that plus 95% of the people we're talking to never heard of?
Yeah.
All right. It's cultural in India. When a woman gets married, I mean, she staggers if she's really lucky because they just put gold everywhere on her body in places we're not going to discuss, right?
Okay.
Okay. But about 6 months ago, the rupee took a hell of a hit. It went down almost 10%. The rupee is the currency of India. So that meant if a woman wanted to buy gold, she had to, not her family, had to pay 10% more for the same amount of gold.
Mm-hmm.
For the weddings and so forth.
Yeah, right.
Well, so they bought 10% less gold. And since they consume 27% of the entire gold supply, gold dropped in value because they were selling, getting more rupees, but only selling. Yeah. Well, can you imagine that a wedding custom in India
would cause the price of gold to go down? Amazing. All right, Bruce, welcome back. BruceWilliams.com. Check out his podcast every day. Thanks for being here, Bruce.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally, freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Reminds me of the beginning of something from Beverly Hills Cop, but it's not. It happens to be Fletcher's theme. The movie Fletcher was number one during this week in 1985. And I always thought it was sort of an outreach or an outgrowth of the vacation movies, Richie.
It was not.
But it seemed like the same character. He was playing the same character.
He's a little goofy and a little silly, but in a very different way.
All right, so anyway, we get started with movie moments by having movie music here. Chuck Curry is our movie man, and his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond, is something that if you like movies and videos and DVDs, want to follow what's going on, you can follow his train of thought. Compare it or contrast it to your train of thought. It's Entertainment Today and Beyond. So we have our contest, Chucker, and then you're going to give us the rundown of box office totals for this past weekend, see if there's any surprises there. First things first, though, the number one movie during this week in 1983 is our focus. We have done this movie before here, but it's been quite a long time, and it's quite a good movie. It's kind of fun, and it's pretty easy to figure it out. Actually, when you get down to brass tacks, I'm going to play you three excerpts from the movie. And then after that, you figure it out. You call us at 800-510-8255. If you have not won before our movie moments, you get a swell prize for figuring out what this movie is.
After very careful consideration, sir, I've come to the conclusion that your new defense system sucks.
Got it. Great movie.
All right. This is one of the great character actors still around. He played the most recent thing I've seen him in. Is playing Kirstie, what's her face? Not Kirstie. She's the closer. Why can't I remember? She's married
to Kevin Sedgwick.
Kira Sedgwick. So right. That character actor plays her father in the television show The Closer. I don't know what good that
is. Really, he's a really good character, actually.
Very good character, actually.
Yeah.
All right, next clue, please.
Hey, I don't believe that any system is totally secure.
All right, Sex and the City is my hint for him.
Mm-hmm.
That, and his wife is about to do a $3 lottery for dinner at her
Obama
house with
dinner.
The president. Yes.
Obama dinner, yep.
Okay, good for her. 800-510-8255. Last trial here.
Shall we play a game?
Yeah, that's right.
800-510-825. Everybody got it?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
It's probably, if you have children, this is a good movie for children to watch even today.
It's a remake in development. They're writing a script.
Why?
Oh, really?
Hmm. Oh, come on.
That'd be good. Because let me tell you something. The serious faux pas about watching this one over again is when he has to take the rotary dial phone and put it on the coupler for the fax modem. My kid would go, what in the world is that, Dad?
I'm sure they'll update it for 2012.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
All right. So, Chucker, Richie, we need any time here? Or
we don't. It's all Chucker time.
All right, Chucker, what do we have for results at the box office this past weekend?
A new number one film, Doug, Snow White and the Huntsman, did a solid $56 million over the weekend.
Wow.
It was high. This movie cost $172 million.
And everybody pretty much panned it in the reviews,
no,
right?
No, it's got sort of split reaction. I went to see it Friday night with my wife and daughter. This is what I would say.
You took your daughter to see this scary movie?
It's not that scary. She turned ahead a couple of times, but I said it'll mature. You don't worry about it. It's not great storytelling, but I did like it. It looks beautiful. The effects are cool. The score is terrific, and I liked Charlie's favorite role. And Chris Hemsworth, who plays the Huntsman character, played Thor in the Avengers. This guy's very appealing. Kristen Stewart, as Twilight fame, played Snow White. I swear, I don't even think she spoke 100 words in the movie. I hate to use the word weird, but her acting style is very weird. She didn't hurt the film. I'd give it a 7 out of 10.
Wow.
I did like it. Yeah. Number 2 is Men in Black 3, $28 million, $111 million in 2 weeks of release. I can almost guarantee, I like the film, but there will be no Men in Black 4. The Avengers placed third, $19.8 million, $541 million in 5 weeks of release. This is a reason so many films have disappointed at the box office, as the Avengers is pretty much swallowed up the theater going public. Battleship, Universal's big action movie, which I did not like, 4.7, a very disappointing $55 million in 3 weeks of release, placed fourth.
Too much of the same thing. It's all the same. It's too much of that Transformer crap. It's not interesting.
And Sacha Baron Cohen's comedy, The Dictator, also an underperformer, 4.6 in week in three, just $50 million to date. And this Friday, Ridley Scott's Prometheus, which is being described as a semi-prequel to Alien. It already opened in the UK and it's done very well, so it's here in the States. This
pretty
Friday.
Scary stuff. All right, let's see. Laurie, what's the name of the movie?
War Game.
Shall we play a game?
Broderick,
yes, very good, Laurie. All right, hold on just a second. We'll send you a swell prize. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Shall we play a game?